The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Another week. We are here talking Bravo.
I got just a couple of things to say. I see Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
She's freaking
not good, my friend.
She's done. Her career is over.
I think so.
They're saying she has dementia, right?
That's what they're saying.
They're pretty much saying that she can't even have control over her. They're dancing around that diagnosis, but I think that there's some truth to it because Wells Fargo froze her bank accounts and she was petitioning to get her money. They froze her money. That's fucked up about banks.
I know, right? Oh, that's so sad.
How did her life go down this road? Now that motherfucker, she divorced, lives a new life. She doesn't have her show. Her life has gone down the complete shitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm heartbroken.
People are sick of me saying it, but that documentary was one of the most depressing things I've ever watched. And I think it's like, that was the, we should have known then it was going to be terrible. You know,
God,
it's not good.
Do you think traumatizing things like that would trigger early? It happens faster than it would have happened had she not lived such a,
I don't think so.
Hard struggled life. It had probably started with the Graves' disease when she fainted. It was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. It's a damn shame. I know you and love this, Wendy. When I saw that, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, I'm heartbroken.
Upset.
It's over. Yeah. And the second thing is, this is not for men. We have mostly probably female listeners. Maybe some women aren't getting bloody anymore. But I must say, I bought those organic Lola tampons. And I told Tyler it feels like a Cadillac.
Really?
In my vagina.
Okay.
It is a beautiful experience.
That's a sponsorship.
Fuck
we need.
Yourself. It is next level. And women were raving about it. And I was just somehow, I've been thinking about it. I guess when you tampon, it goes right into your body. And it's if there's stuff in it, it's probably not good to. And women are like, I don't get as much cramps. This has been the most pleasant experience I've had in like years of, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic for people, but
yeah, let's not.
Everybody should try it. If you're a user, let me know. Lola for life.
Great. Hit them up. We need a sponsorship. Oh,
third, it looks like Jerry just pled guilty to child federal child pornography case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. Let's see here. We are talking Miami. We are talking Jersey.
Summer House.
I need to say
a little bit of Salt Lake, I guess. If you watched,
I did not watch Salt Lake.
The Mary Show.
I would like to start with Jersey because
you need to watch Salt Lake City this week.
Okay, I will.
Just because Mary does some crazy stuff and Lisa Barlow, the first half is pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I'll watch. I would like to start with New Jersey because I found this episode depressing as hell. I wasn't depressed. I was riveted. I hated seeing Gia. I guess what was depressing to me was like,
watching this. No, it is depressing, but
again, and it's like, we are now in the second generation of this chaos, and
it's probably third,
probably third, right? and we're still right here, and now
Joe Gorga is the bad seed. What a piece of fucking garbage he is! The way that he spoke to Gia,
where were you raised? Horrendous. It was like, what? I mean, there's so many layers to, like, he thinks women, he's old school Italian, like women's place is in the kitchen kind of bullshit. So like, he doesn't even think women should speak, I think. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel bad for his daughter. I can't even imagine. She probably has never had a conversation with him. It showed him in a light to me that I've never seen. Even it always seemed kind of 50-50 with Teresa and Joe Giudice and him, but he seems like he really stirs the pot. Maybe it's not Melissa Gorga, who was always kind of, I bet Joe Gorga is way more wanting them to get on the show than even more Melissa. And the fact that they wanted to film while Teresa was in prison, the way he came, when he's like, oh, you want to come back now? You want to say that to me? Talking to Gia like she's a piece of shit. I understand she was mouthing off to you, but you could have a little bit, you could talk to her in a sweeter tone.
Yes, can you imagine? Like at the foundation, you got to understand that's her dad. Shut the fuck up. Like, she doesn't know he was horrendous. Like, she doesn't see the video of him calling his wife a cunt. Like, these things exist. She knows it, but it's her dad. So it's, you can't do anything about it. What are we arguing about?
You're going to disrespect me again?
Right. It's like
the way he was talking to her was, it was so.
I will also say, I felt like the way she was, Gia's trying to become a housewife. Like she was a little too, like, I almost felt like it was acting. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like I felt like it was a little forced and a little like she's trying to play the role of somebody who's like, I'm not going to get upset about it. Like, no, it's cool. Like, I don't know. I thought she handled it kind of odd.
I think
like,
she just acts genuine. Older because been put in this. It crazy seemed genuine situation. To me. Yeah. It seemed very genuine to me that because, well, Gia thinks she's the leader. Even when they have flashbacks, people have been putting all over TikTok that she's screaming at people, calling people trolls, and Caroline Manzo's on the couch staring at Gia. And she's been bulldozing Teresa since she was 5 years old. So I can see where you mean. I don't know if she wants to become a, I didn't get that. What I took from it was Joe Gorga is a scumbag.
Gia
shouldn't,
I agree,
and Teresa should be shutting Gia. She knows she's on camera. I'm surprised Teresa just let it roll the way she did. Right?
I think sometimes Teresa like tries to pretend like nothing's happening, and like that she was kind of like, what's going on? Like, what? It's like, oh, Teresa, get your head out of your ass. I mean,
was Gia shit-faced?
I don't know. I mean,
Gia did start it, but
yeah.
Joe was being not a loving uncle.
It was like she wanted to have the conversation and she tried to make the connection there between like whatever they were talking about and then like, the cheating and then like to her dad. And it was like, if you want to have this conversation, just have the conversation. You don't need to like, oh, like you did. Like, it's like, what are we doing? So she handled it, but she's immature, right? She's a child.
She's
so,
like, yeah.
Joe Gorga should not be the child. He should be the more mature one, which he was not. Ugh.
I feel, and Melissa, she just wants to pretend that her dad's not a scumbag. Letters. Shut the fuck up, Melissa. And the way Gia's staring at Melissa, they all hate Melissa.
Yeah, I know.
And they got Melania next week. She's going to do the same thing.
I love it.
Just staring at Gia grown up and the makeup and the face and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It was wild.
It was a crazy scene. Was treating her like she was a homeless person outside of 7-Eleven trying to engage for money. The way he was talking to her, it just wasn't the way any male in my family has ever spoken to me. He could have just handled it. Did he come off like a scumbag to you too?
I don't think Joe Gorga is a great person.
Like, I know
he's,
but I always thought he's kind of had a soft spot and was okay that way. But
family, it's just depressing to me at this point. Like, this was the first episode
involved,
right?
She's a kid.
The first episode where I like get what people say when people are like, the Jersey shit's just too much family bullshit for me. Like, I can't deal with it. This was the episode where I was like, fuck, like, here we are, like, round 75. And like, while it's funny,
and another family's ripped apart from a cheating scumbag husband,
right?
Like, I didn't even feel 1 ounce of depression. Usually I do. That's so funny. Maybe because Gia does come off like a little bitch, but
yeah,
I just thought, Joe, you're the adult. just talk to her, just say, hey, Gia, I was wrong. You know, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Instead of just being like, like getting aggressive, like he's going to freaking. And then she hits. She's like, I'm going to push your head. And she pushes his head all aggressively. It just was weird.
I just feel like the old school Jersey way, like even Dolores with at the brunch or whatever, she's like, keeps telling Jennifer, like, stop crying, Jennifer. Like, stop crying, Jennifer. Like, come on. Like, you know, it's like that, like, you can't, like, shut the fuck up, buck up, like, everything.
Yeah.
It's just such a fascinating way.
It's the right way to do
it. I know, Dolores. Stop crying. But what are you crying about? Stop crying.
It's like, Dolores, well, somebody's got to eat shit and it's not going to be Gia. Hmm? I love Dolores. Don't
Dolores
get me aggravated now. And then
Dolores
said aggravated.
Yeah.
I love the word aggravate.
It's a great, it's a
she
very
is running
specific.
That show. She's the freaking conservator of that. She's the expediter. Yeah. What's it? I've ruined that. She wasn't in college all last year too. It really is a wake up call.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much life has changed.
What'd you think about the, Jennifer cheating details, and I felt like,
okay,
that was crazy.
There's not, it's even worse that he cheats on her fourth kid. Then they had a fifth kid, right? Fourth kid, yeah. Pregnant. There's a special place in hell for a man who does that.
Yes.
It was a 2-year supposed affair. What woman doesn't talk about it ever again? That's impossible. We never spoke of it again. I mean, maybe, but I just can't imagine.
I mean,
how do you ever have sex again? He's pounding some other woman.
To me, if you have a above a one-time situation, there is no way I can move on. If I have birthed children while you're cheating on me and then I'm pregnant again and you're still cheating on me, fuck off. There is no respect there. I'm gone. I don't care what the situation is. I really don't. I can't even understand how you could. I don't know. I it's unimaginable to me. That's like disgusting behavior.
I can put up with a lot. Yeah, but cheating, sticking, I just could never. My stomach was turning for her and she was turning red, acting like she didn't really care. And that scumbag is upstairs. Come down and be a man and face the music. You're the one that's caused all these problems. You're the one that's there. Your kids are going to be knowing that daddy cheated. You did it at the end of the day.
And it's not
come
even
downstairs. Where are you? Like a little coward
cheating. It's like the length of time, I think, that makes it worse.
The only cheating I could get over if he stuck his dick in someone, it would have to be like a Kyle blackout drunk.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
I'd still ruin everything.
Oh, it's crazy. Crazy. When she started going into the details, scumbag. I was like, are you kidding?
And she's hiding stuff. Jennifer, to me, I really don't have much. I feel bad for her, but I don't at the same time because of the way she's acted in the past and how she's, I feel bad. I do feel bad for her, but, Jackie, I feel worse for poor Jackie who got accosted, and she seems like a really nice person who is honest to everyone. She's a good friend. She's understanding. I can't believe it. I've loved Jackie. I think she's really a sweetheart. How do you feel about her?
Yeah. Yeah, she's fine. I think I like her more than I did initially. I don't like love her.
Me too. She's grown on me.
I think that
she's who you want to be friends with in real life. She says it to you straight.
Marge is illuminating herself to me as like a disgusting person. Like I understand the pettiness of like, she said shit about me, so I'm going to say shit about her. Like I get that on a foundational level. However, there are 5 young children who may not have known that their father had a 2-year long affair, and now it's fucking thrown in their face. And that's like and I'm not like
just
to protect the kids,
flippantly say they'll go to therapy. It's like your kids hate you, Margaret.
Exactly. Like you have no relationship with your children. It's all gross. Of Jennifer's faults, she does seem like a good mom. She lets her kids be who they want to be.
Cherry Coke on their birthday.
Right. Like, what's the point of saying this? Just to be hurt, like it's literally just to be hurtful and get back at her, and without
it's
thinking
ruined.
Of the repercussions. It's disgusting.
It's ruined disgusting. Bill for me. I can't believe it. When they were in the car, what do you think? When they were driving out, and he's saying, "Well, that's the type of person." It's like you're a scumbag too, Bill. Sorry.
Right. Right.
Freaking pregnant. I also love,
like Teresa not getting that she shouldn't have said it.
She did the same thing.
Like,
she did the same exact thing.
It was a rumor.
rumor. It was a rumor. It's like, Teresa, you're the worst.
She is nuts. And I just, what was I going to say? Jennifer crying though, like, I like kids. I almost feel like it's fake. I feel like Jennifer is super miserable. It's not to say that someone can't get a nose job just because they want to, but she wants to revamp her whole face. She's super insecure. And it's sad. And that's why it shows, because she's yearning for her husband's love. I don't know. It seems when she was crying, I feel bad for her, but I do. But don't go on this show. You knew that's exactly what was going to come out. If you really want to protect your kids, ultimately, don't go on a reality TV show. Quit last year. You knew it was coming.
Right. Absolutely.
I feel I do. I don't want to say I don't feel bad for her. I do, but it's not the worst. But for some reason, Jennifer just comes off so cocky still about it. It's a dark house behind closed doors.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Bill's gone. I was thinking flashbacks, and then the relationship with her mom and her dad, and how she took her dad's side, and it's just all history repeating itself with weird shit.
I know it is.
And then she's in the office. Then on Instagram, that shows her at the Christmas party with all the girls, and he's definitely a creeper. That just sucks. I think of that oldest little daughter, and she's so sweet. And I guess marriages can get through it. I don't know how. Maybe some heavy.
I don't know how either. But again, to counseling. Me, it's like the length of time and the fact that I am literally sacrificing my body for multiple children for you while you're fucking around. Like, how is that? How is that forgivable?
You're naked. You're having relationships. It's emotional and physical. Naked, laying on top of another woman, telling her how much you like her. And it's just such a betrayal. I would ruin someone's life. It would ruin both of our lives forever. I couldn't do it. I give Jennifer credit for trying. And then the flashback saying Bill's perfect and you're just jealous. No one. It's sad that she thinks this.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, God. Jersey, man. It really it just gives you so much, even when it's like. Like, I felt this episode was difficult, but still.
And then
great.
Still trying to track down Jackie's cheater. That's sickening to me.
Yeah, it is.
I can't get on board with that. That's why it's hard to feel bad for someone who's doing evil things to hurt someone else when you know how much it hurts.
No, I don't feel bad for her. I feel bad.
Oh,
for
no, I'm
kids.
Just saying. Yeah. Oh, I'd feel bad. I feel the same way as you. Yeah, I should feel worse for Jennifer. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Right. All right, let's talk Summer House, shall we?
But Dolores is funny. Yeah.
I love Dolores. Summer House. What an episode. It's just every time it's entertaining to me. How about Amanda on the freaking pogo stick? That blew my mind.
That's hard. There's a pogo stick over at my parents' house, and I can't do it for one. I can't jump once. I can't hop once.
It's very hard.
I don't know if hers was like an easy one or something, but.
Crazy.
She gripped that crazy thing, and Kyle does not deserve her. When she was so cute in her 90s outfit too.
Yeah, she looks great. I love when they were like, Kyle, why do you look shorter?
He did look like such a dork.
Yeah, he did.
When he was face his eyes. I've never seen someone's eyes get so vacant when he was like, you're my best babe or my best bitch, Amanda. Eyes are just gone.
I love him when he's the last one up, just like dancing in like a towel and some weird hat, like eating food by himself. It's like, Jesus, like there
doesn't
is,
get her a birthday present.
No birthday present. Buying something last minute. He sucks. Like, drunk. He really does.
That your friends are buying. It's sad.
I mean, when she said it made me laugh because it was like, who, when she was like, I mean, I usually don't like make my birthday like about me. It was like, what the fuck do you make it about? Like, what
who's it about then?
That?
You don't celebrate
like,
it.
Like, is it about someone
else? No one's
going
to do.
Is it about no one? Like, what are you talking about?
Amanda's an interesting bird. She's got sweet parents, but yet she gets all nervous in the bed and thinks everybody left her. And then she's crying. Does it all root from Kyle treating her like shit? And that was a sweet moment, Sierra. Like, we're all here. We're going to count. Ring in your birthday together. That was really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the, It was kind of, I did feel like when I saw the like posts and stuff of the celebration, it looked better than the actual party. Like the party yes. did look kind of lame. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
spin the bottle. Is Kyle going to kiss somebody? Is she okay with that? Tyler's not kissing anybody for some game. That would ruin my life too. I mean, even if I saw Tyler French kissing someone, I would bring it up every single day until we died.
For the rest of
every
time.
Single time we kiss.
Right. Right.
I don't know how people would do that. And then
I do love the like youthful. They really go hard on like the youthful activities, even though they're
all
like,
I love it.
Old.
It's so great.
Oh god. And like Carl on Craig. A morning walk.
Oh, I know, that's so sweet.
Oh, Craig.
I'm hating Craig. I hate his voice. He's intolerable to me. I don't know why. I've turned on him. And Andre is so sweet checking on her. Just the things he says come off so manipulating. And I know they're not in a relationship, but if I'm in Nashville, I got to fuck someone. Yeah, well, I don't want HPV and cervical cancer in 10 years. It's just, I don't know.
I guess like my defense of that would be they are not exclusive and right. she's sleeping no, with I know. Other people too. So it's like,
it is, yeah, but I mean, is she, until they have I the guess she's making out with him. Yeah. I know.
While she was with, so she's doing the same thing.
It's a double Dutch for me though. I always find it sweet if a guy double standard. Dutch. If a guy is sweet, it just the way he's talking is almost like sounds like Steve from Sex and the City. I don't know. It's just not what I thought the beginning of their relationship would have been. He seems sweeter in the winter house, and now his dick has got different area codes. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point.
And just the way he's feeding her lines, like it's, and she's not, I guess maybe if she was like, if he was saying it to a Lindsay whose mouth, who like is sharp and what's her face is like, I like him. Okay. Like just very passive with him.
Yeah.
So
she does,
comes across more.
They're also just tricky. So drunk. Like when they're having that conversation about Nashville, like she's like trying to open her eyes and like look at him.
You're
like
right.
She's like sober and she's like wasted. So I think also the beginning of their relationship was like a lot of partying and not much like
that is how a lot of relationships are, but
yeah, in the beginning.
I
do like Andre is he's coming across very sweet, but he's gonna get work.
Oh, he's
because
so cute.
Nice guys always finish last, you know.
I never would have thought he'd be such a sweetheart. So pure.
You know who I have flipped fully
clean
on
penis
like, from went from when we first met him on the show is Luke. Like I love just when they FaceTime Luke, I was like, oh, it's Luke. Like I really
know.
Have such a soft spot for him. I love
he
him.
Bought her
just,
a freaking
like,
present
room. Yeah, great present. Just you know, like I love Luke and I love Danielle and Lindsay drunk as hell like FaceTiming him. I thought that was great.
Danielle asleep in the chair was funny.
Oh, she was great. She was going
hey. Yeah, he's proven himself to be who he says he was. He is kind of just a sweet guy.
Right.
It's not Hannah's portrayal of him being a dirtbag.
No.
And now you can see kind of how maybe Hannah got led on, but he was just talking to Hannah every night and being friends.
Yep, exactly. Like just calling her because he's calling everybody else. Like I feel like him and Lindsay have that kind of relationship now. Like they're very close, it seems like, but like there's
I guess he was trying to hook up with Sierra. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Lindsay and Carl. It's interesting that they get together. You can kind of see it now when they're sitting in that room, I guess.
Yeah, they're going ham now. Like they have an Amazon Live together where they're like promoting couples gifts or some shit. It's like, oh my God.
What is Amazon Live? Everybody's got Amazon Lives here and there and everywhere.
Let's hope it lasts and like this doesn't implode because they're really going like fully out, you know? Like some of those celebrity relationships where you're like, maybe, I don't know. If she stays sober.
Yeah. And she needs it because like sobriety would be good for her.
Right. Her and Danielle, like just the fact that like how drunk they can be. And then they just like still leave the house. And they're like, we're going out. It's like, Jesus. It's
they tell Maya she can't come. Poor Maya.
Like I only have spot. I'm trying to get dick. So I only have spot for like one person.
I hope Maya becomes a cookie baker with this company, with this promotion.
I like seeing her in the kitchen just like doing her thing. I think it's smart because she understands the vehicle that this could potentially bring to her business, and you know what I mean, like she's using the platform, which is smart.
Right. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I also loved the scene with Paige talking to her mom, and like her mom was like not into Craig. Like, I see a lot of red flags here. I thought that was great. I love how she's Paige. Just straight up with her mom too.
Yeah, I know she likes the Italian too.
Yeah.
Well,
God.
I love Paige talking to Kyle when Kyle's like rolling off the bed. She's like, I literally hate everything about you right now, Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle's sweet and all, but he doesn't deserve an Amanda. He deserves another Kyle equal.
And he just always like regresses into like a baby and like, I'm sorry, Amanda. I just And she falls for it every time. And like, it's just it's endless. I don't know what the solution is.
If Luke is going out of his way to get her a card and a gift, you are such an idiot, Kyle.
I know.
Lindsay throws the whole party.
Like, oh, it's like a very sweet gift, tight hug. And she's one of those people. Her birthday doesn't, you know, usually it's not about her. That means she wants some fucking gifts. Like, she
make
wants
it about her. She tries for you, Kyle.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point in being in a relationship?
I know.
I feel bad for her.
All right, let's talk Miami. I gotta say, I was so wrong about Larsa Pippen. I stand corrected.
I don't remember you not being.
Oh, I was like, why is she on the show? She's kind of like dumb. What's the point? I think she's like a foundational part of this.
I know. Jeez.
She is.
That pussy dress?
Hey, her vagina was completely hanging out.
It was.
There is an air of like superiority to her that's like fascinating.
I have the best resume.
When she said that, like, I was married, I have 4 kids. I was like, damn, Larsa, you don't give a fuck. It's hilarious.
And it all stems back to who she was married to. It has nothing to do about her.
No. I mean, when I tell you I loved the scene with Adriana and her about Kanye's dick, because I mean, the fact that I'm even saying this is comedy, just Adriana's like, it's just the way she operates.
She's
like,
nuts.
What? This is my life. This is my story, my experience. It's like, but you're randomly bringing up somebody's dick. Like, what are we talking about? Just
I can see how she would think that, but I can also see Larsa doesn't want to piss off Queen Kim, right? And deal with Kanye calling her and dealing with that. Or maybe there's something way deeper that there's more truth to that.
Very calmly said. What did she say? She said something about like, why is she taking this so personally? Did she see it? Is she jealous? Is she, you know? And I'm like, you know what? She's not fucking wrong. Like, that was a weird, right? A weird reaction.
I take it as she doesn't want to ruffle the feathers of the family because she always hopes to get back in or something. Okay. Or maybe she and Kim, she respects Kim. I don't know, but I want to know why they really broke up as friends.
Yeah, me too.
People try to say that she was up all night talking to Tristan Thompson, this, that, and the other. But Larsa seems she was in with them. I don't see her trying to screw one of the guys because she knows that she would be out.
Everyone in my life is a public figure.
And they kept saying figure.
I know they did.
It's
say
a figure. It's like, that's not the word.
I thought the same thing. She's pure entertainment to me. Her outfits, the tits out, the opulence, the vagina.
She didn't want to talk about Kanye. I think maybe because Kanye might call her up and she doesn't want to deal with it. What's your gut?
I almost feel her. I feel her to a degree, which is like, shut the fuck up. Like, why are you bringing this up? We're not, I feel like if you were drunker, this could be a valid conversation, but like, no one's drunk enough to have this conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like something at 2 a.m. Like, I want some Kanye pee, but it's like, we're at dinner.
You have that much. If you walk in at someone peeing, you can't really get that good of a look of,
I guess,
of someone's penis, but I can visualize it now. I guess Kanye would have a big penis. I mean, you couldn't be Kanye and not have something to work with. I mean,
right. I mean,
I just, all of that was, and then they go back at it at Gertie's event and they're still like, they were still going on. And I love like Alexia, like, I don't understand what's happening. Why are we talking about Kanye's penis? Like, just like,
they said Kanye West, Adriana said Kanye's name 100 times. It was great.
It was so weird. I've never seen anything like that. Like just her doubling down and like, it's my experience. It's like, what are you fucking talking
Adriana
about?
Adriana's a great also. She's mental.
Fantastic. She's so nuts. It's all of it is great.
And it's an entertaining nuts. Just her looks, her facial expressions, everything. She's out there.
I can't get enough of it. It's just
so funny. I can't either.
It's like humorous as fuck. Even when Adriana was like, when I got to the gynecologist, they used the small one. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, what? What are you talking about?
I didn't know there was a variety in sizes of the speculum or whatever. Speculum. And I would be asking my doctor. Mine would be the extra large.
Hilarious. Man. Oh, God.
She is really something.
She's...
That Gertie's party did look like she's a good planner. The way the women were raving about it, and they've probably been to 100 gazillion parties.
Yeah, no, I think she knows what she's doing for sure. I think her issue is that she's like, she has to deal with like Alexia and her bullshit. You know what I mean? I think her actual abilities are like, she's on point. She knows what she's doing.
She's a good housewife. I hope she more next season. Feel bad for her and what's happened to her family. God, it's heartbreaking.
I just think Lisa's entertaining too, watching her and Lenny hate each other and this whole
just gripping on for dear life.
She's sitting there, I am the house manager. listen, I am a mother and I am a woman. So I fucking understand that if you are a stay-at-home mom, it is a fucking job with a capital J. I understand that. However, if you have staff and you have cleaners and you have a nanny
who hate you,
can't keep a nanny, shut the fuck up. You're not the house manager. You're not doing shit. You are the person, like, I just, watching his face while she's like,
I mean, what do you think I do all day? Eat bonbons?
It's like, no, you don't eat bonbons. You probably get a fat-sucking treatment and, like, are getting a facial.
And he's right. You're getting your nails done a lot. You're getting your, it's not like a stay-at-home mom like us where we're wearing the same clothes for 3 days, you know? It's like, you're on the Housewives, number one. You have a job. Right. This is a job. You're traveling. You're staying in $50,000 a night freaking hotels.
Right. And I love him also. Like, I just, what did he say? Like, when she's like, well, that your parents can help. And he's like, you know, I don't know. My parents are pretty old. I don't think it's like, God.
It's like Lenny has a serious job too. He's slicing people open. There's a lot of liability. It's not easy being a doctor. That's a lot of stress.
Lenny, I didn't want to marry someone like my mother, but I did. And it's like some kind of punishment. Talk about he hates her.
Poor mothers.
I know. And people grow up about your mom.
And they say, oh, my parents, I heard somebody say, yeah, my mom stopped over for 3 hours and I just couldn't stand it any longer. It's like, if I grew up and I don't see my kids ever, and then they can't stand me for 3 hours, life is just sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it happens. So, I mean, look, adopting adults. She's ditching the one parent to find another one. It's crazy.
And Lisa, even though she says it was just emotional cheating, she's digging through his phone any second she can get. I could care less about Tyler's phone.
I could give a shit. You know how many times Dorian falls asleep with like his phone open on his chest?
I dig through it.
Yeah, like what? I could care less. Listen, if somebody's up to shady shit, they're doing it whether you're staring at it or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to just let go and
Lenny's entertaining though.
Very entertaining. And again, he seems like he hates her. And hates this life that they lived.
I always think about the comment how you said Whitney from Salt Lake City should have Lisa's voice and Lisa should have Whitney's voice. And Lisa's voice blows me away.
I know, me too.
Every time.
It's so deep.
I love it.
And like, I know.
I just love
it. Really, it's intense.
I know people don't like Lisa, but I love her as a housewife.
Oh, I think she's a good.
She hates.
I don't like
all
her.
The nannies hate her.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be stuck in a room with her. But
she's so rude. Can't find a nanny that speaks English. I mean, that's such a rude thing to say.
Hard to find someone that speaks English. Maybe flip that around. It's gonna be great because my kids are gonna learn Spanish. What the fuck are you teaching?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Why don't you learn to speak Spanish? You live
also,
in Miami.
Do you know why you can't find a nanny who speaks English? Because you probably fucking underpay them.
They all hate you.
And the average right. white person yeah. is not going to take your job.
God. You know
what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous.
You know, this show, there's really yeah. not, it's not like much different happens. Adriana's just, it's, there's an electricity and a chemistry yes. with these women.
Yes.
That and on paper, it just works. Like you go on a date and it's the one. And then you watch OC or Salt Lake mm-hmm. City, and on paper it should make sense, like Miami, but it doesn't. It's
I know. I think what's different about this show to me is like there is no fakery fuckery amongst them. Like they are really like real to each other. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Adriana's gonna be like, "What the fuck, Larsa? you've been doing
good
years." Like, you know, she's just like,
she's
she'll
screaming
just
in public
people.
Like that.
Right. And like Julia's like, be, like authentically, creepily, like they have that weird relationship. Like,
what's Julia lying to Martina for
yeah.
about drinking? Obviously, it's going right. to come out. They called the freaking ambulance because you were so right. hungover.
Right. Yeah.
There was a guy
just,
on some website.
There's something different about it.
You know, drinking alcohol, you drink too much. It can fuck you up. Some kid who just wasn't somewhere. I think it was like Daily Mail before I could get to the entertainment part where it has all the dark stories. The headline says someone's brain dead from drinking too much alcohol. Alcohol is terrible.
I love a drug. Yeah. I know. I love her like to this day. It wasn't alcohol poisoning.
I barely drank.
Obviously was. Obviously. Yeah. But yeah. I agree with you. There's just something really fresh about Miami.
Kiki, I hope Kiki comes back. I love them
Kiki's
all.
Kiki's great. Great fashion. And that's the other thing I love.
Gorgeous.
The fashion is on point to me. They all look great. They all know how to dress. I mean, Larsa obviously is like a little extreme, but it's still fun. I mean, when she got up from that table, I was like, okay, I saw where you birthed your four children. Like, why is this an outfit?
And
crazy.
It's like Larsa tries to act like she's Kim Kardashian. She really does, but she's not. And we all know it. And we know that she got dumped from there.
Right.
And she's on a Housewives that got rebooted. And it's only on Peacock. But she acts like she's Lisa Vanderpump. And then she's got Adriana screaming in her face. And Larsa's reactions. It's just really funny.
Great. When Adriana was like, I mean, it's a mystery for me what happened with her and the Kardashians. It's like, yeah, bitch, it's a mystery for us too. I love
we
it.
All want to know.
I love that we're talking about it, right? Like, I feel like some places, some shows, we wouldn't be discussing it. And here they're just in her face talking about seeing his dick. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Do you think she signed an NDA to be friends?
Probably not, because they were friends for so long.
Do you think, like, I bet five, 6 years into the relationship, Kim's NDAs. Like, I need you to sign this before we can be friends still?
Maybe
I could see that, but either Larsa has a lot of loyalty or she wants to get back in there, or I don't know. And Scottie Pippen really, he's not easy to get divorced from. He's trying to take the kids and bring them all to LA to hurt her.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think they've been trying to get divorced a while. It's going to be like Jason and
she should stay married to him.
Yeah. Oh,
stay miserable.
Sorry, you're taking another dick. So I think she's moved on. Larsa. Hilarious.
Young kids, too. 24-year-old guy that I play in DraftKings who never does nothing. It's like, if you're going to go from Scottie Pippen, at least get with a James Harden or something. Get with a big dog.
A big dog. Yeah. Oh, it's good though. I love Miami. Gotta say, it 10 episodes in feels fresh as hell. I'm not sick of it yet.
I don't want it to be over. I was worried that this was it today.
I know. When do you think it
it's
is?
Not
I mean, a couple more. No, I think we got some.
We're
time.
Lucky if we get two more. I think.
I bet we get a couple more.
I hope we get three or four. Yeah. That'd be glorious.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, Gloria, friends. I will Gloria watch Salt Lake City if I need to get back into it. So we'll talk it next
week. Well, just the beginning, it was good. Lisa Barlow does steal the scene in her sports bra, cussing Jenny out. And
all right, great.
They're yelling at each other. And Mary has a scene in the kitchen that you'll remember forever.
Okay, great. I'm going to watch it tonight.
All right, Mary guys is on another planet.
Patreon, just don't forget, adults adopting adults. Please watch it. It's sick as hell. It's on Annie. We're covering that on Patreon.
Fuck 90 Day Fiance. Watch this.
Absolutely. Don't
spend 2 hours of your life.
Do not. It's a tight hour, just like we like it. And perfect then we're also
television.
Pam and Tommy over on Patreon as well. So
J-Lo's movie there. We're gonna recap. I'm gonna J-Lo's watch the movie, Tinder Swindler.
Tinder Swindler. Yeah, I'm watching
the Pam J-Lo and Tommy tonight, maybe. I was excited the whole day to watch that dumb, stupid show. I'm so happy that you told me to watch it. I love it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I do not.
I think I
listened.
What's his face?
I listened to a couple people that I like respect about TV. Like,
don't do that.
And then I was like, they are right. This is about nothing.
What'd they say?
What's the fucking point? Just like,
well, it's not about nothing.
What is the story they're telling other than recreating like
this? They're telling event? The story like, of how the sex learn tape got out. I find it interesting.
Right.
And like, how Pam Anderson
knew about the characters and
no. Yeah.
You know, like what are we watching other than a historical event? So I'm interested to see what
a lot of
us,
other shows are like that, though. I don't know. Yeah. I find it interesting. I never would have thought about this whole storyline of how it got out. Yeah.
Right.
And it's just fun to see 90s and to see people like talk about how could porn ever get better, be faster on how just the evolution of the internet is fascinating.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys.
And this whole metaverse is the metaverse going to be in 10 years what the World Wide Web was 20 years ago.
Probably.
What is happening?
No idea. I'm not participating in that. That's where I bow out.
Yeah. We'll be in the metaverse soon doing our podcast.
I don't even know what that means. All right, guys.
Love you guys.
We'll be back. We love you.